For WNPR News, I'm Jessica Floyd. A return home from a distant journey is often comforting. For members of the Puerto Rican community in Connecticut, the return home to the island for them after Hurricane Maria is far different from their previous trips. This week, WNPR followed the story of a Connecticut State College student's devastating trip home to Puerto Rico. Nina Vasquez is a college student in the Hartford area. She was born and raised on the island. Moving to Connecticut when she was 13, Vasquez frequently returns to the place she calls home for vacations and family gatherings. Unlike past travel plans, her most recent trip was daunting. After Maria, Vasquez felt helpless from being unable to communicate with family on Puerto Rico, especially as she watched the death tolls increase.
Even after they communicate with you, are they really okay? They're telling you that they are okay, but are they really, you know, how are their houses? Where are they sleeping?
Her fears were confirmed when she received a phone call from her parents in the middle of college midterms week. They told her that her grandfather had passed away in the aftermath of the hurricane.
When you know that, you know, you were sending resources there via mail, and that we're supposed to help. And you know that here you are thinking that, okay, everything's okay, everything is stable. And then you get a call and they're like, you know, I'm sorry, your loved one passed away. And you're like, okay, well, maybe I didn't get my help there on time. And then that adds a whole nother level of anxiety, even depression, I would say.
After processing the news, Vasquez had some difficult challenges to face. She would be traveling to the disaster-stricken island for funeral arrangements with her parents and younger sister.
It was a very difficult time to have a funeral and a burial where, you know, there's just a shortage of everything. I had a lot of mixed feelings going back home to Puerto Rico.
It was completely dark when she and her family arrived at a small airport on the western side of the island. The airport's power had not been restored and there were no generators for the building.
What we encountered getting off the plane, that is when reality really hit us hard. The fact that an airport didn't have a generator, and the fact that, you know, after 4 hours of traveling and you're thinking maybe it's not that bad, maybe it's okay after a month, you know, things are probably getting back to the, you know, back on their feet. You go in and then you see an airport's not even operating correctly.
Staying in her family's home in Aguada, Puerto Rico, the Vasquez family was forced into survival mode in the midst of their grieving process.
So we stayed at my house, no light, no water. We had to go fetch water in wells and fetch water in an oasis downtown. We had to stand in lines where the military was handing out military food and cases of water. People were only eating once a day.
After weeks of experiencing a post-hurricane Puerto Rico, the Vasquez family is back in Connecticut, actively raising donations and sending aid to the island. Jessica Floyd, WNPR News.